this superb One Direction highway is engineered for easy grades and for speed with safety. The echoes of that two-cylinder motor have never died, and they never will.
Call the turn signal! Use it! Learn to drive!
Here for our latest installment of Learn to Drive is Lieutenant Mike Shaw of the Michigan State Police. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the person that you're on a freeway and they are in that left lane and perhaps not going the speed limit, but they're not moving. What does Michigan law say about left lane driving?
So in Michigan, if it's three or more lanes, you're not required to get out of that left lane. You can't go any faster than the speed limit, but you don't have to get out of that left lane. You can travel on it. We ask people not to travel in that lane because that's the lane, as we talked about, you know, in the other segments, that we are asking people to move to the right. That's how we're getting to emergencies, is into that left lane. That's the lane that we'd like to travel in. If there's two lanes, then you're required by Michigan law to pass and then get back over. And when you're passing, that means you can't do 90 to pass and then get back over. That means you have to do the speed limit to pass and get back over. So everybody should be traveling basically in the right lane of that, because if everybody's doing the speed limit, everybody's got that little gap that they're supposed to have from not following too closely. We're all being courteous drivers. Traffic will flow the speed limit in that right lane, and nobody needs to go into the left. And that way, troopers and fire trucks and EMSs can use that left lane to go where they're going.
Let's say I'm in the left lane. I'm doing 75. I'm passing a semi up to my right who's doing 70. And behind me is a tailgater who wants to drive 80. Who's in the wrong?
Yep. So that'll be the person that's actually tailgating that's in the wrong. The highest speed limit you can get to is 75, 76. No matter what, you forfeit your right away. Anything that goes over the speed limit, we find that in a lot of crashes where people say, well, that person didn't stop for a stop sign. Well, if you're driving over the posted speed limit, you forfeit your right away. So the person that actually didn't stop in the stop sign is 50% at fault in that crash. But since you're speeding, you get to grab the other 50% and you get to tell, you know, State Farm and their khaki-wearing guys about your driving problems.
What is the best way to handle that slow left-lane driver? I guess it's not tailgate them until they change lanes.
Until they change lanes, right? So, again, remember, if there's three or more lanes and they're kind of doing that, you're just going to have to deal with it. Get over to a lane and, you know, pass them on the other side and go around them. If it's on the other side, you can actually call. And, you know, again, if we have a trooper that's close enough, that's two lanes and they're actually obstructing traffic, we'll try to get out there and take care of that.
Lieutenant Mike Shaw, Michigan State Police, thanks so much.
Thank you.